This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. On this date some 43 years ago, Janet Guthrie became the first woman to race in the Indianapolis 500. Who can remember that? 3 months earlier, the aerospace engineer turned racer had become the first female driver in the Daytona 500. Guthrie's unsuccessful 1976 attempt to qualify at Indy generated plenty of sexist comments about how a woman couldn't handle the horsepower and speed of an Indy car. At the behest of track owner Tony Homan, A.J. Foyt let Guthrie run a practice lap in one of his backup cars, and her time would have actually qualified her. So perhaps it was good car karma, but Foyt, then 42, won his record fourth Indy 500 in 1977. Guthrie broke the gender barrier but finished 29th due to engine problems. Exactly 28 years later, rookie Danica Patrick became the first woman driver to lead laps in the Indy 500. She finished fourth overall. I'm Boomer Esiason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.